Just shut up. Don't you say it. Don't you even call his name again. Boy, you better get that name on your lips. You hear me? Because you better get that name on your lips. Jesus! Wake up in the nighttime, Jesus. Jesus. Old song says, he's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Hallelujah. But this is exactly what's happening. And they said, Peter, now I love Peter. Answer. Peter and John answered and said unto them, okay, y'all the leaders of this city, y'all the leaders of this synagogue, okay. The devil is a lie. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it's right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than God, unto God, judge you. You judge. Because if you ain't got sense to judge, just watch me. That's what he was saying. I don't care what kind of threats you pull. Huh? For we cannot but do what? Speak the thing which we have seen and heard. So when they had further, they were stupid enough to go ahead and further threaten him. Because they saw it wasn't working by what he said. They went on threatening further. Ooh. When they had further what? Threatened them, they let them go. Finding nothing how they might punish them. Because see, they were looking for something they could punish them for. Because of the people. Because of the people. For all men did what? Glorified God. They all glorified God for that which he had done. They were glorifying God, so they couldn't punish him for it. All these people around them glorifying God. They sure look like a fool. What y'all doing that to them for? You see what they've done. You see what's happened. And man said, you see, I couldn't walk for 40 years or better. Now, you going to act like that? What y'all doing? So they let them go. And they go on to say the man was above 40 years old, on whom, this miracle of healing was sure. But look what they did when they let him go. They went unto their own company. They did what? They went unto their own company. And listen to them now. They went unto their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. Verse 24 said, and when they what? When they heard that, they lift up their voice, oh my God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do, Lord? What are we going to do? What are we going to do, Lord? What are we going to do? We tried to do what you told us to do, but they threatened us. They told us to be quiet. What are we going to do, Lord? I'm scared. What are we going to do, Lord? We done got in trouble for preaching your word. When they heard that, I want to show you the results of a Holy Ghost man and a Holy Ghost woman. I'm not talking about a chicken man or a chicken woman. They go, bark, 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 I'm talking about a Holy Ghost man, a Holy Ghost woman, Holy Ghost people. I ain't talking about somebody jump around the floor a little bit and go dip, 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 then go on and do something and go on back to their own ugly stuff. I'm talking about a woman that walked with God. Spend time in the throne room. And when they heard that, they lift up their voice to God with one accord. I appreciate every one of you that's have caught it and you're coming on the prayer line. But I want to get all the chickens out of this church. I want some people that know, that will learn to pray and know how to pray. You're not scared to pray. You're not too bound up to pray. You're on fire for God. Hallelujah. And we are going to turn some cities and situations and circumstances and works of evil. We're going to turn them upside down and we're going to set them right side up. A bucket turned upside down can't catch nothing. But if you set it right side up, it'll catch everything it falls. It'll fill up. Won't it fill up? Too many Christians are upside down. Time to turn them up. Too many people living in our cities turned upside down. It's time to turn them up. If we're not full, who we gonna feel? I'm going to say it again. If we are empty, who are we going to get filled? Hallelujah. Old saying say, have you been by the filling station lately? Hallelujah. Your hand showing too close to E. And E don't mean enough. Oh, no. Time to go where there's plenty more. Push the knob, turn the button, pull the handle, and fill up again. You good to go for another run. Hallelujah. So they lift up their voices to God with one accord and say, they said, they did not say these Sadducees and Pharisees and elders are in our way. We don't know what to do. But they lift up their voices to God and said, thou art God. Who are you? Thou art God. You made the what? The heaven, the earth, and the sea, and all that in them is. You made this world. You put us here. You told us to go. You said by the mouth of your servant David. Why did the heathen rage and the people plotted vain things? They imagine vain things. They plotted vain things. The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord. What do you think is happening now in our country? I said, what do you think going on? Our rulers against the Lord. They don't want you to preach this gospel. They don't want you to gather. That's why they got all this stuff going on. Trying to get you coward to come together and come together and pray. We have so much more advantage today than they had then. You can get online. You can come here. If God healing power can't keep you here, I'm going to stop preaching this gospel. If he can't protect you from coronavirus, I'm going to stop preaching. didn't say you wouldn't be attacked. But bless God, when you attack back. Because the attack in you is greater than the attack coming at you. So you have nothing to fear. The God that lives in you, bigger than the devil that coming at you. Get him in your heart. Fill your heart full of him. How you fill your heart full of God? His word. You can't separate God from his word. Hallelujah.